Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Back with another episode. This is Vibe With Me High Energy, and it's Friday, so you know your girl is gonna get you high. I'm here to raise those vibrations. I'm here to give you the information you need to live a better, healthier, and happier lifestyle. So let's just hop right into this episode. Today I want to talk about loving yourself and loving yourself first, because the search for love is frustrating and can cause a lot of unhappiness. But when you learn, for the people in the back not listening, when you learn to love yourself, meaning you learn self-love, you understand that happiness only comes from within. It doesn't matter if you're single, happily in a relationship, or in a it's complicated type of situation. It's the relationship you have with yourself, okay, that sets the foundation for everything in your life. All of the interactions you have, the way you communicate, and how you handle others is based on how you treat yourself and how you love yourself. Loving yourself is not being selfish. You're not being selfish. You're not being a narcissist. You're just learning to trust yourself, to be yourself, to accept yourself. So don't get it twisted. It just means you have a sense of knowledge about your worth, your well-being, and your happiness. Because when you adopt these habits of self-love, you have a higher self-esteem. You criticize yourself a lot less. And you learn that making mistakes is okay as long as you learn from them. And you celebrate your positive qualities and the negative ones. So basically, you break the habit of talking bad about yourself. You learn to accept yourself the way you are, because we're all human and we all have good and bad qualities about us. But you make strides step by step, day by day. Step by step, day by day. You make strides to be better, okay? So don't forget to celebrate your love for yourself. And say it right now. Say, I love myself. And when was the last time you said that to yourself? Or is this the first time? Because if it is the first time, don't make it the last. Now, I want to ask a question. Do you know what compassion is? Compassion is the ability to understand the emotional state of another person or oneself. For the people in the back not listening, compassion is the ability to understand the emotional state of another person or of yourself. It motivates you to go out of your way to help the emotional and physical pains of someone else or yourself. So learn to be compassionate with yourself, because a lot of times it's natural for us to be compassionate towards others, towards friends and family, than it is towards ourselves. You have to work on eliminating the harsh self-talk, you know, and all that criticizing yourself, you know. Stop telling yourself you can't do something. Stop worrying about how you look. Look at it this way. If your friend came up to you saying the same negative things that you think about yourself and saying how they think they're ugly and how they think they can't get a man and how they think that they can't lose weight or whatever it is, you're going to criticize them? Are you going to criticize them the way you criticize yourself? Or are you going to motivate your friends? You're going to tell them how beautiful they are and how things will work out and be positive in your response, right? So why can't you give yourself the same positive self-talk? You have to develop the skills of treating yourself with the same amount of compassion that you give to others. Start by waking up every morning, okay? Every morning, and telling yourself, I love you. Now, for those of you like myself that are single, by choice. No, that is by choice. What I've learned is to enjoy my time alone. Being in a relationship is not on your girl's mind at this moment. I know that I still have things to learn and experience. So I'm not looking for love outside of myself. This is a habit that I had to learn. Being okay with being alone and enjoying my own company. Because if I can't be with me, if I can't learn to love myself and be comfortable with being alone with myself, then how can I expect someone else to even stand to be with me? So I've learned to do things alone. In the past, I always limited myself from enjoying things because I felt like I had no one to do them with. And I always felt like I had to have somebody there with me to go out and do things that I wanted to do. Like going to the movies or going to the gym or going out one night at a bar. But today, your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, is perfectly fine. I'm perfectly content with myself going out alone and doing these things. All I'm saying is, if you want to go out to eat or see that new movie that just came out, learn to enjoy your own company and do shit that you enjoy. When you're alone, that's how you cultivate self-love. Now, I'm sitting here right now with nothing on but a bra and underwear, recording this podcast because I'm comfortable and content with who I am. And I share this because I'm learning to be transparent about my life. And I don't care what anybody thinks about it. So I do what I want to do. You can't see me. I just gave you a mental picture, but it is what it is. You know, that's the type of love that I've learned and to express myself and be comfortable whatever way is required for me to be comfortable. But yeah, just all I'm saying is just enjoy yourself. This is just one of the things I'm learning to like about myself. I'm learning that the less clothes I have on, the better I feel, okay? Loving myself the way that I am, all right? I'm loving myself the way that I am and for who I am becoming. With all that being said and the mental picture that I just gave you all, you're welcome. But make a list of things you like about yourself. And make that list today, you know. Figure out the things you like about yourself. Maybe you're like me and you love your legs. You like your eyes. You like your nose, your lips, your smile, your hair, your teeth. Whatever it is, write it down. Because too often we get caught up in what we don't like about ourselves and what we wish we could change about ourselves. And today, it's just so easy to talk about the negative instead of the positive. And I think it's because it fuels us with the wrong type of energy because we have become accustomed to it. We have become used to it. So you have to learn to break this habit by learning how to recognize and appreciate your positive qualities. The things that you like about yourself. And know that it takes effort and practice. Meaning, this needs to be done every day, every day. Set a time every day and just read it. Read your list of things you love about yourself. As time goes on, that list will grow. Then you'll begin to love all of yourself. And you learn to celebrate all of your accomplishments, no matter how small. So, if your goal is to lose weight, all right, and that's your goal, then losing 2 pounds is something to celebrate. You have to have that type of positive mindset to keep you motivated. So no matter how big or how small your successes or your accomplishments are, it is important to feel worthy of celebrating them. Celebrating reinforces those positive qualities that you have, that you love, that you like. Now, if there are things you're out here doing, excuse the sniffling, that you really feel like you shouldn't be doing, like you know that this ain't right, but you do it anyways, I don't know, maybe out of peer pressure, maybe because you don't know what else to do. Like going out every night, drinking every day, or sleeping with different men. I'm just saying. It's okay to say no. You need to put the word no in your vocabulary. That's where self-respect comes into play. You respect yourself enough to say no. I'm not doing that. I love myself enough to know that I deserve better. Those are the things that you have to give yourself permission to say no to. Or give yourself time to reflect on how you truly feel before communicating or reacting to the situation. All I'm saying is think before you act. If you're not feeling it, don't do it. And don't worry about how the other person feels because you're learning to love yourself enough to break old habits. Which leads to being mindful about who you are hanging out with, okay? For the people in the back not listening. Be mindful about the people you hanging out with and spending your time because it is your time with. Because the activities you choose to go out and do, the activities you choose to do, and the people you choose to share your life with is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. So if you're doing things only to fit in, or because you don't want to seem like you're boring, or whatever, that's honestly, and I'm going to keep it real with you, I'm going to keep it 100, that's honestly just you following the crowd and not being yourself. So as often as you can, spend time doing things you enjoy. Okay? Spend time doing the things that you enjoy and being around people who make you happy. Because your girl ain't never heard nobody say that they like the way alcohol tastes and they like how it burns their throat. I'm just saying. So use your time wisely, because time is precious and you don't want to waste it getting wasted. Now, the final thing I want to say, all right? I want to say, just allow yourself to ask for help when needed. And this is a challenge for your girl. This is a challenge for me that I'm working on, because I was thinking the other day about, you know, getting some insight about how I've been doing things and how I've always been the one, you know, how I've always been independent all my life. And I had the mindset that I shouldn't ask nobody for nothing. I'm the lender, not the borrower. Okay? And that's who I've been all my life. And I realized that. I can't remember ever, okay? And I tried. I tried to even think as far back as I could think. And I cannot remember ever borrowing money from anybody. I may have asked for 75 cents or a dollar, you know, to buy a drink or something at work or whatever, but I gave it right back immediately. I still, to this day, will not ask anybody for money, but I've learned to ask for help with doing things, because we all need help when life gets hard. We all need it, and we feel it's too much to handle, so we ask for help. We learn to ask. Now, I understand that most of life challenges can be tackled alone. This is something that I'm learning. I'm still learning this. I'm learning that you need a team. You need a team of people. A people that you can trust to come through for you no matter what. And by allowing yourself to seek, because you need to seek help. If you need help, you got to go out and look for it. You need to seek help from a trusted family member or friend or professional. And when you learn to do that, when you allow yourself to seek help, that is self-love. Asking for help is crucial to taking care of ourselves. Now, those of you, you know, those of you who know me, you know your girl got a big heart. And I'm trying to hold back the tears right now. You know I have a big heart. And it's hard for me to say no. You know, it's hard for me to say no to people, because sometimes people ask me for help, you know, because I'm so giving, and I think they know that. And it's hard for me to resist not helping people. So here's a little known fact about your girl, little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. I gave away a perfectly good, running, paid off vehicle to a friend who who needed it more than I did. And you know, I never do anything to brag. That's not who I am. I did it because, you know, just like I told her, to release some stress from you and me both. I did it out of the kindness of my heart. I told people that I sold the vehicle because what I thought they would think of me. So I lied. I told them I sold it because I didn't want to hear what they had to say or how they felt about it. You know, I didn't want to hear what they thought of me. But I'm being transparent here. You know, I gave it away because I wanted to. I gave it away because I already knew what I wanted to do with it before I even got a new car. I already had in my heart what I wanted to do with that vehicle before I got a new car. Over on my YouTube channel, I made a video about the 100 things that I want to do before I leave this earth. There's a list, and on that list, one of the things that I wrote was to give a vehicle to someone. I can check that off my list now. All I'm saying is, know in your heart what you want to do. Know how you feel, and do whatever brings you the most joy. I'm thankful to be able to give someone something that they need. That's just who I am. That's the way I live my life. I enjoy being transparent because now, you know, I feel like I don't have anything to hide. I'm glad to get that off my chest. You know, I did this good deed and I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of who I am, and I'm proud of who I am becoming. You know, learning to love yourself is not hard. You just have to take the right steps and actions towards knowing who you want to be and how to become that person. I've always been this person. Somewhere along the line, I lost track of who I was. So I had to get back to me. But love yourself enough and respect yourself enough to be who you are. And that's it. I hope you're having a great day. The sun is shining, okay? And your girl about to get out in nature and breathe in some fresh air. I hope that you're vibrating at a level of love, which is the highest vibration there is. I love you guys. Have a great day. I thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And come back. It's Friday. High day. I love you. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All. And I would like for you, if you love this podcast, share it with your family and friends. Share it on your social media. Follow your girl on your YouTube channel. Go subscribe. Hit that bell notification. YouTube handle is Maya Bianici. Follow me on Twitter at VibeWithMeHighEnergy10. And also Instagram, Maya Bianici. I appreciate you. I love you. And thank you for listening.